And that's Peiches Amit Beis, the beginning of the Mishnah. Oima li avdoi tei ushchoit olai es apesa. A person told his Eved he should check for him a Korban Pesach. Shochat gdi, he shechted for him a gdi, yoichal. Shochat tle, he shechted for him a tle, yoichal. What is the chiddush of the Mishnah? Shochat gdi yoichal, rabbi mimenu. That the rabbi will eat from this Korban Pesach. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? He made him a shliach to be matrish and Korban Pesach for him and to shecht for him. He shechted. So the chiddush is, va'af al gav de rogul betle. This odin is rogul betle. So memele, l'cheira, we would say, he didn't have any intention that he should be matrish and gedi for him. He's rogul betle. For the last 25 years, he's been having a tle. The kivin de loy porish lay, the Rashi says, but since he wasn't the farish, he didn't tell him what to be matrish, he just told him, say, ushchoy tolay es apesa, olay somach. So l'cheva olay somach, we'll see later, is a big lumbus. That means, I'm empowering you, whatever you do, I'm supreme. That's what he told him. So memele, if I don't, not saying, is saying a mouthful. That whatever, if I'm not telling you what to do, so I'm empowering you completely, whatever you do, I'm supreme with. So Lemaise, he was sheichet a gdi, nizrogot idat let, gonish mit gonish. But that was the shlichet, and therefore it's yoichel. Shochat gdi ut let. What is if the Eved shechted a gdi and a let? The Eved didn't know what the Bailam really wants. So he shechted both. Yoichal min harishin. So the halacha is that the Odin eats from the first one that was geshocht. V'hasheini yisorit, and he can't have two kovnes peisach, the second one will be burnt. That's case number one, where the instructions were clear, shchoit alai es apesach, so everything is in the hand of the Eved, and whatever he does is good. What is case number two? That the Odin did not empower him to do what he wants. Akert, he gave him explicit direction what to do. But now, shochach ma'omaloi rabbi, now the Eved forgot what the Odin told him. He told him explicitly what to do, and he forgot what he told him. So what should he do now? He's in a predicament. Is Yishcha Tle Ogdi. So he should check a Tle Ogdi. The Yoyman, he should say as follows. Im Gdi Omali Rabbi. If my Odin told me I should check the Gdi for him, so then Gdi Shaloi, or Tle Shali. Bim Tle Omali Rabbi. Is that Tle Shaloi? Gdi Shali. Let us see what Rashi says. Shochach ma'omaloi rabbi, shepirish loi gdi oitle, is there shochach and he forgot. Utle shali, bigmore porich, ma shekone eved kone rabbi, umnole ledide. How does he have a tle to be magdish for his own Korban Pesach? There's a problem, ma shekone eved kone rabbi. Look to Mishnah weiter. So this is also a problem which can be solved with taking another Korban, we can solve this problem also. Shochach Rabbi Ma'amoloi, but what happened if the rabbi specifically told him not to be matrish, what the shechfe? And now the rabbi himself forgot what he told him. Shneim yesu lebeis ha-treife, so then we burn both korbonis. Upturim ilasis pesach shein. Afal pikein deposit to make a pesach shein. Shochach rabbi zutrashi, ma'om aloi, v'zek va shochat ha-shnayim. He already shechted both korbonis. He made his nine. So now we have here two korbonis. One is for the other. one is for him. And now we have no way of finding out which one is the Odin and which one is his. Ishnayim Yaitu Labesa Saifa Dala Yadiya Haida Haiva Haida. I don't know which Kalman belongs to. Bain Pesach Nechel Alalim Nuya, and a Pesach is only Nechel Alim Nuya, and I don't know who is the money on each Pesach. No one can eat it. So you have two Kalbanis Psochim, which don't have any Eichlam. You don't have any, so just like Mesa Oichlof, you don't have any Oichlof, so it's Yetzel of Mesa Shreita. Upturim mi Pesach Sheini, de Shchite Uzrike Mal Yosoi, was a kosher Shchite, was a kosher Uzrike, that means this was Geshachten, Geshas Shchite, that means one is Geshachten, whatever, Di Omar Rabbi, Segdi Shaloi, the kosher Shchite, Chod ahai v'chod adahai. Bekam ishmai yegalye. And Himmel Weisman, who it was geshachten for. What he had really had said, who was geshachten for, but v'fayil, no one can eat it. That means there's two problems over here. The kosher eshchit and zrike. That means in Himmel, they know, he said, if my rabbi said a gdi, so the gdi should be for him. No, the Himmel Weisman that the rabbi said a gdi, so the gdi is sake for the rabbi. So you zeirik dam on a gdi for the rabbi, which is very good. The rabbi can't eat the gdi because he doesn't know if he became a money on the gdi, so he can't eat it. So maybe he has to burn it, but it's a kosher ekom. So maybe the potter melasa is pesach shem. Zuck the gemara. Shita shachat gdi yoichal afal gav the rogul betle. The first thing that it says that yoichal means even though he's a rogul betle, it's also yoichal gdi, because as we said before, that's mechayel the key word in the sugya, olei soma. Whatever he does, He empowered him to do whatever. He empowered him completely at the end of the event. Whatever you do, is get off. Shachat la yoich alaf al gav the rogel big di. Hello, shachat gdi yot la yoich homin arishin. But the third Allah. The third Allah, he shechted both yoich homin arishin. So there the Mishnah says that he should eat from the first kolb that was geshachten. Botanye einim dim ashnei psochim keechod. We learned that baraita. You cannot be amoni ashnei psochim keechod. And for the gemore, mas nisim b'melech u'malke. Our Mishnah is speaking about a melech u'malke. Then there's no chesson of einim dim ashnei psochim keechod. The baraita that says that it's no good, in Nimni Mashnei Pesachim Kecho, they're speaking about a normal person, not a melech or monk. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Vosanye in Nimni Mashnei Pesachim Kecho, lechel bishas achile me'eze mehem sheyil. Now, Rashi is saying as follows. If a person would check two psochim for one person, so it could be that they're not good. Both are not good because a person can be money on two kolbonis. He can be a money on two kolbonis psochim. That's poshut. It's not good. Now this beraisa is saying another thing: that a person is being memane and making you a monoi on two kolbonis, that you should decide, b'shas achile, which kolben you want to be a moniyah. So memele, the maisa minu you're making now unto, but which one should you really be a moniyah? You'll be a moniyah on what you decide, b'shas achile. You're not around now. I don't know if you want a gdi or a tle. So memele, I make you a moniyah on both, that whichever kolben you'll decide, b'shas achile, you want to be a money on, so we'll say, that is what you have become a money, b'shas shchita. So Vatanya Nimna Mashnek Sochem Ke'echot Lechel Bishas Achile. That was the minui. The minui was the making of minui unto that you should be able to eat Bishas Achile Me'ezimem She'ilze, whichever one you'll decide that you had wanted to be a munia. The Ein Breire. Because we hold Ein Breire. V'chiboi le'meil. So why can't you eat? Since we hold Ein Breire. Dilme v'shash shchite lo'y havi daite yole. Maybe v'shash shchite, that's what you say now. You wanted to eat this one. Let's say you wanted to eat the gedi. Maybe v'shash shchite lo'y havi daite yole. That wasn't your da. Hilkar lo'y och. Therefore, you're not allowed to eat. Now, let's stop 1 minute and explain what Rashi is saying still here. L'chayre, this Rashi is l'shitosa. We had an erevin, in Machloikis HaRishonim, what is Petaych Ein Breire? Let us say the normal tzia of Breire. Let us say a person has 10 apples, and he says, the Tzerev Shabbos doesn't have time to be make up Russia today. He says, the apple I'm going to be mafrish tomorrow, Mitzoy Shabbos, that apple I'm making now, Truma. He wants to eat the other 9 apples. See if you hold Yesh Breire, so the Truma was Chal now. On which apple was the Truma Chal? On the apple I'm going to eat them, I'm going to be mafrish tomorrow. Whatever apple that's going to be, it was now chal to tum. I can eat the other 9. Whenever I eat an apple, I don't have to have any doubts in my mind because this is not the apple I'm going to be mafrish tomorrow. Because I said the apple I'm mafrish tomorrow should now become tum. So whatever apple I'm eating is not the apple I'm going to be mafrish tomorrow. Tomorrow I have 1 apple left, and this is the apple. So this was all the time the apple that had yesterday become tum. That's if you hold Yesh Breire. So it became Truma Erev Shabbos, and you're allowed to eat all 9 apples. If you hold Ein Breire, there's 2 ways to learn. Suppose the way to learn is, if you hold Ein Breire, is pshat is, you cannot make Erev Shabbos Truma on something which there's no biru whatsoever on what you're making Truma. On what apple are you making Truma? The one I'll be mafrish tomorrow. Well, the Maisa HaFrosha of tomorrow is Adov Shloi Boilom, is non-existent yet. There was not done a Maisa HaFrosha yet in this apple, and it should become now Trume, without having this Birur in front of us. The Birur will come tomorrow, the Maisa HaFrosha will come tomorrow. Kozman, you're not mafrish it, it's not the apple that you're going to be mafrish tomorrow. The apple's going to pick up tomorrow. So Goldman, there's no picking up, so I don't have this apple yet. It will become the apple I'm going to pick up tomorrow, when you pick it up tomorrow. And now it should become Truma. But now it became Truma. So that's a big chiddush, that you could make such a thing. So we learn Pshat, so what's the Taich Embre? You can't do such a thing. That apple now is non-existent. The apple, what I'll pick up tomorrow, is I don't have this apple yet in front of me. The Maisa of picking up, the Maisa being mafresh tomorrow, cannot help to be mevara that now the Chalois Truma should be chal. Since it depends on a biru basi. So what's the din if you hold Ein Breire? Suppose the din is if you hold Ein Breire, so nothing was chal. So it's tevel gomel. You're not allowed to eat anything. A kohen is not allowed to eat anything. It's tevel. So that's one din. It's not chal. Din number 2, well, we have there's a silver lining to this dark cloud. But if you'll be mafrish now, you'll be mafrish now, tomorrow, my toy Shabbos will be mafrish now, make a gerga prosha. So it's good, so I raise in Truma, so you can eat all the apples. That's one way how to learn Ein Breire, and that's how Reiv Rishayim learn. Rashi in Chulin says a very b'chudishik way. Because the Taisis and Erevin also like this. Rashi in Chulin says, if you hold Ein Breire, so you're not allowed to eat Shabbos, the 9 apples, because maybe I'm eating the Truma. I mean, maybe I'm eating the truma. I wasn't mafresh. I'm mafresh something else. Meitzoy Shabbat. So the pshat is maybe about b'shas erev Shabbos. Maybe this was oimed to be nifresh, and later it changed to something else was nifresh. So that means Rashi learns that if you hold ein breire, truma was chal already. The truma is chal. I was mafresh. I said that I'm making now trume, that will I'll be mafresh tomorrow. So something zicha big, he made trume now, he made something trume. But the one that holds ain't breira holds that the one that was mafresh tomorrow is not muchach, that this was aimed to be nifresh today. Maybe another one was aimed to be nifresh today, and I'm mafresh a different one tomorrow. So maybe, I'm not eating anything, maybe I'm eating the trume. But according to this malach, it comes out one kula, a kohen is allowed to eat all 10 apples erev Shabbos, because truma zicha became. I don't know which one became truma, but one zicha became truma. So kohen is allowed to eat all 10 apples. That's the silver lining. And the bad part is, but a Yisrael can't be, it's finished, but it's far out, he can't fix anything. One became truma, and I do not know which one became truma. But that's Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi by Ein Breire is not that the Chalois is not Chal. The Chalois is Chal. But what happens, the Biru later cannot be Mevara that the Chalois was Chal on this one. But the Chalois is Chal. So Rashi l'shitosoi, that's the Chmeres, he made it. Now let us again see Rashi. If a person made, he was Memane, his Odain and two Kobonim. What's Shatul Kobonis? That whatever Kobon you decide, Bishas Achilas Akob, that you want to be a Mamunan, so you're a Mamunan on that Kobon. So it says, Ein Nimnim Al Shnei Psochim Ke Echad Lechel. Hashi says that the Mini was that he should be able to eat Bishas Achila Me'ezim Emshe Yiltze, and that'll be Mevarel. Your decision later will be mevarel on which one you wanted. Bishas minui, bishas shchita. The ein breire. We hold ein breire. V'chiboi lemeichel. So when you want to eat this one, dilme bishas shchita lehavidaita elei. Maybe bishas shchita, it wasn't your das to eat this one. Now you want to eat this one, but maybe bishas Vishashita your dat would have been to eat the other one. So what for what your Megala das now is not muchach that this was aimed to be your das, that this was your das bishaitoi. Hilkach loy ochil. Therefore you can't eat. So the way so Rashi Lishitos is Lachira Medik. So it comes out that Be'emisin there was a Shita and a Zrike. And one of them zicha became Yaakov, Mishashrita Zrike. But the biru of later cannot be mevara to us, which one was the one that became yours. So lemaisa, when it comes to achilas ha-pesach, you can't eat it, because maybe I'm not a mamun on this one. But yizicha wa yoytze. Yizicha wa yoytze. So therefore Rashi says, the lesson of the Lashon Basanya, in Nimnin Oshneim Psochem Ke'echot Lechel, that you should be able to eat, B'Shas Achilem Ezem Em She'ir, the Ein Breire. Because on that we hold Ein Breire, that your Gili Das later cannot be Mevaro, that is what you want in B'Shas Shchita. V'Chiboy Lemeichel, when he wants to come and eat it, Dilme B'Shas Shchita Lehavidai Tilei. Maybe your Das was not to pick this kolben as your kolben. Hilka, or yochel. Therefore, you're not allowed to. Vizeh, to the hammer was made of, without the shin, it would be much clearer. So let's just take away the shin. Vizeh, so my male, this is the halacha that we know, that if a person is mimane, someone, and two kolbonis, that it should be in his barer, mishas achile, and which kolben he wants to be a mamunan, it doesn't help, he's not able to eat from such a kolben. Is vizeh himna es raboy, This Eved was Mamanez Rabbi al Shnei Psoch. He was Mamanez Rabbi al Shnei Psoch. So, how was this Minui? Now, the Rabbi Samach Olo. The Rabbi gave him full power. Whatever you do, I'm asking. That is, by not telling the Eved anything, so that's what Rashi says in the Mishnah, by not telling him anything, so I'm saying, whatever you do, I'm supreme. Now, this Eved was a very good Eved. He didn't want to disappoint the Odin in any way. He wanted the Odin to be happy to eat what he wants to eat. So he went, and took Kabbalah, and said, Odin wasn't around. Odin, whatever the Odin decides to eat, Bishas Chita, and that I'm being Mamana, you Bishas Achim. And the Odin, he said, whatever you want, I'm asking. So therefore, he's masking to this Chedel. What the Eved did, the Eved said, whatever my Odin will want, Bishas Chita, that's what I'm being Mamana now. So, like the Gemara, Yoichol min Harishon. So, how can he eat from the Mishnah says he can eat from the first one. He can only eat, the upmach was, he should eat from what he'll want to eat. That was the upmach. Whatever he'll decide to eat, that's what he should eat from. And that doesn't work because we hold Ein Breira. So, he can't eat from anyone. And the Mishnah says he eats from the first one. That's not the Gemara's kasha. Malkashis, as we learned in the Baraisa, Ein Nimnim Ashnei Psochim Ke'echo. The Rashi says the Ein Nimnim is only. That means Ein Nimnim with a Tznai. Ein Nimnim with a Tznai will not enable the person to eat from any of them because we hold Ein Breirim. And our Mishnah says he eats from the first one, so something doesn't make sense at all. And for the Gemara, the Melech Malkashis. Our Mishnah is speaking about a Melech HaMalkis. Now what's the Peret Melech HaMalkis? It's Yisrei Peret. Zot Rashi. Shetluyim al Avdei. They're also dependent on their Avodim. Whatever their Avodim decide, they're masking. But they ain't Makpidim al Sadochim. They have no Akpodim whatsoever on what the Kol Pesach will be. Im Gdiyim, Im Kloyim. They, because they get this Nishtan. Taisva says, let's see, the Melech HaMalkos, he says, from the Shiesh Lam Roiv Madanim. They have so many Madanim in the meal, V'loi Kovdi, Im Gdi, V'im Kle, Im Shomein, Im Kochosh, this doesn't spiel a role of it. Mamish doesn't make, Aki was that difference to them. Hilka, Ein Kan Din Breire, so there's no Din Breire, the Tavayu Nechalei. Because both, that's a freedom with both. There's no, the Tavayu Nechalei, because that's a freedom with both. And again, so when the Eved is Mafrish, two Korbon, and he says, whatever you want, whatever you prefer, that should be the Kolben Pesach. So if there's a whatever, there is a preference one over the other, so then we have to find out which one he prefers. So Memela, so that's going to be in his Bara later, which one he prefers. So Memela, that's totally in Breir, we know that in Breir. But if there's no such thing of whatever you make is good. So Memele, so there's no, we don't need any biru. So he's supreme with whatever you do. So Memele, so the first one he shech is Eila for the Melech. Hilger ein kan din breire, the Tavayu Nechele. He's supreme with anyone. Lefikach yoichol min harishon. So therefore, the first one that's geshachten, he eats. The kivin, the leke kpeidet. Since there's no kpeidet, yotza berishon yidei chevosa. So he eats it with the first one. Ve'idach v'chdi nishcha. The second one was geshachten stamas in terms. There was no reason to shech the second one. There was geshachten pata, but he was already yaitse with the first one. The lechayre, that is lechayre the das of the eved. If there is a hakpada, if there's a preference of one over the other, some emele, so then the minu was whatever you'll be megaladas later you want. Some emele, that should be the minu should be on that one. That should be mevara on which the minu was. But if there's no preference, there's no akpada, both are michalei. So then the meaning was whatever you niche, that should be. So since he's niche in both, the first one that's geshachten already is oila. That's by a melech and a malch. Now the Gemara is going to bring down Vasanya ben Nichus. Einimnim al shnei psochim kecha. You cannot be memane one person on two psochim, they should be able to eat from any of them. Since it's totally in breite. Umaisne bemelech umalke, sha'omru labdayim tzu v'shachto leinu esafet. V'yotzu v'shachto aleim shnei psoch. They went and they shechted two psoch. Bo v'sholu es ha-melech, after they shechted two psochim, I'll say, g'diyin eslech, so they asked the melech, now, which one is going to be the Kol Pesach? Om alehem l'chu v'shalu es ha-malke. Es the malke. The Rashi, shnei psochim. Hachi kasinim, astanya, nina shnei psochim. Kech the maise melech ha-malke, shnei psochim ziyutla. L'chu v'shalu es ha-malke, b'kiye b'chachom o'isa. So l'chayre, that's what it means that she was She had Yediyas. Okay, this was, she was a Melumedes. She was a Bekiyas. She knew Halachas. She was smart. She was a Chachome. She learned a lot. She understood a lot. This was a Halachidik Shaila. Which Kolben is there? So he said, ask the Malkit. She's a Bekiyas and a Chachome. Bo v'sholu es a Malkit. Omru lehem l'chu v'shalu es Rabban Gamliel. Say, ask Rabban Gamliel. That was the biggest chokhmah. If you don't know, you ask someone else. She was taka chachomah. If she wouldn't have been such a chachomah, she would have passed it herself. But she didn't know. So she said, ask Rabban Gamliel. Vishalu ask Rabban Gamliel. So they asked Rabban Gamliel. Om alahem, Rabban Gamliel said, Malko melech didaiton kalaleim. By them, there's no difference. If it's a gdi or a tle, it's yoich lo min harishin. So memele, the first one that's since the nichen both. So memele, the first one that will be geshachten, that was yoich with that one, that one they could eat. Anan loy noicha loy min harishin veloy min hashem. But if something will happen to us, we would have a similar situation. We would have a similar situation that someone would check for us to come on. Since we are people, it does make a difference. We prefer one more than the other. We don't have the Madanim or the Melech HaMalkeh to make up for what one Kolben is missing. We only have the Kolben. And by us, there is Akpeda. There is a preference one for the other. So if the Eved would, we would, but such a Maisa would occur with us, that we would empower an Eved. We would empower an Eved to do what he decides. And the Eved would check tastes for what we like better. So then we wouldn't be Yosef. We wouldn't be Anan. Loim noicha, loim min harishim, loim min hashem. Dr. Rashi. Shedaton kala kidamot. She'ein makpidim in gdiyin tle. Some emela by them. You don't need brere. You don't need a bill later to mevara on which kol new ammonia. Aba onu, loy noichal, amoye echod mimenu. She'nishke ta'ol of diyo tle. If it was one of us, it would be found in this situation. Loy yoichal, loy min harishim, loy min hashem. Dikivin dikopi, since we are people that are payday. And the Eved shechted pakel, that the kolben, the shechting the kolben, which we will be megalad das later, which we wanted, that was the minui. Lo yediyah by nechalei. So since we hold them breira, so it's not yediyah. What we megalad das later doesn't make it yeduah. Bahai nechalei. Which one we niche? Now, l'chayre, according to the Rishonim that hold ein breire, is pshat that nothing is chal, you can't make a chalois, which is totally nebira of a siddis. So l'chayre, learning Rashi, we can say Rashi l'shitose, Rashi says keseida, lo yoichal, I mean, Rashi says the problem is nachila, because according to Rashi and shitose in ein breire, that's the only problem, because one is ich chal. The zikr was chal lachalois. I can't be mevara on which one it was chal. L'chayre, according to the other rishonim, it would seem that we could learn pshat in the Gemara. I mean, that what it says. Einim nemar shnei psochem ke'echot. Perhaps we could learn that. And if it was done, they have to bring a pesach sheni. It doesn't say klor in the beraisa. It doesn't say klor in the beraisa that. That you only, you can't eat it. Says they need no shnei psachim kecha, doesn't help. Zundel Klein was moira, but from this gemara, what Rabbi Shoyes given. Because Rabbi Gamliel says, anan loy noicha loy min arishim loy min ashen. Based on the loshna gemara, anan loy noicha. If this would happen to us, we would not be able to eat it. Well, I say not best. If this happened to us, we wouldn't be yoitze. What Rabbi Shoyes given, that's pshat in the gemara according to everyone. That if you hold ein breire, it's only a chesaron in achile and not in being yaitza with the shchit and the zrike. This we have to understand. Bal kaponim azebot abesayit gewissen from the Gemara. Let us see taisu. Vosanya in nimnim al shnei psochem kecha. Perish bekunter. The bereis is sovro the ein breire. So the Braisa holds, why is ein nim nim? Because ein breire. Praktaisve, so if the whole reason is ein nim nim because ein breire, so let's say the Mishnah that holds that it's good, it holds yesh breire. What's up, machem melech malke, a ganze geshef. Say the Mishnah holds yesh breire. The Praisa is like, mochi lushni the mesnissin kesova the yesh breire. Because if the Mishnah would hold Yesh Bereire, then we can't have a Mishnah, then Ma'ez, she yirtze Yeyoch. If we hold Yesh Bereire, so that was Abmach. Abmach was that he should be a monoi on whichever one he decides later to eat. So not Yoichel min Arishin, Yoichel from the one he decided to eat. And if the Mishnah says he eats from the first one, so we see that it's not out Yesh Bereire either. So that's what he wants to say. He's speaking about a Melech HaMalkeh, that there is no need of breira. Vimtayma, v'amayloi misham, the breis ektoni, shenimna beis psochim ke'echo, v'hosam v'adai lo yoichol mishneyem, avo masnisim kshimnu zeh el zeh. V'daitoi al horish, v'ktach teisvis, let's say a different term. The breis that specifically says, "Ein nim nim al shnei psochim ke'echod." So it seems ke'echod means that the eved had in front of him a gdi and a tle. He says, "Harei elu, these two should be a korban pesach for my oven." That's what he said. It was ke'echod. So memele, if you make two, you memane the oven on these two. He can't be a mamunah on these two. He can't be a money on both of them. So Koch can only be a money on both of them with mimani on these two, and which one you'll decide of these two you should be. So you have to go, either if you say mamani on these two, so Stama say it's no good. And if you'll say I'm a man of you on these two, whichever you'll decide later, whichever one of the two you'll decide later, so if you hold them breira, so it's right to no good. So al kaponim, when you make two minuyim v'vatachas, so either it's zicher no good if you didn't make any tanai, and if you made a tanai, it's also no good because it's only in Breire. But our Mishnah doesn't say that there was mamanim v'vatachas. He was first mamanim managdi. It's mamanim managdi. So we'll say so. So the first one is mamanim man. So there's an ichusu, whatever is mamanim. So mamela, that's how it works. I mean, it's mamanim managdi. And we say that the odin is tefriden in his minui. So finish, so he became a mamun on that. He's tefriden, he's a mamun on this already. So the shpeta, the kemini, is tamza gonish mit gonish. So mamela, that's why he's mamun on the first one. And that's why he's from the first one. Avo matnisim shenuul zeh achazeh. Doesn't say how it was. The title of Rishin. V'yashloimeh de matnisim koma Rishin l'shchita v'apa pisha himna olo lipsoi. The Mishnah does not say that the first one he was mimuna'an, that he eats from that one. The Mishnah says, shochat diyot la yoichum en Rishin shenishcha. So that means that Philo, he was a memune on the, on that one last. So from that begin, he eats from the one he shechted first. So now already al kochoch, so we have, he was already memune on two, and he was memune on two, and he becomes, and he can eat from one. So al kochoch, you have a problem. You have to say with a melech a malchus. Look to Gemara weiter. V'shuv pam achas nimteis alto beveit amidbachai. He once found a alto as one of the Shmeine Shrotzim. Rashi echad mishmeine Shrotzim ametamen b'magoen u'bikshe letamei sho yisvulim shemeis. So they found their eyes at that alto beveit amidbachai. U'bikshe letamei kol asudet. He wanted to metamba the whole Suda. Let's say for all practical purposes, that altar was found in a keli, or was touching a keli. Everything of the Suda went through this keli. So the whole Suda's stomach. Bo bisholu asamela. What's going to happen with the whole Suda? Amala b'chu bisholu asamalke. Bo bisholu asamalke. Omro lehem, lechu vishalu, es amin gamliel. Difficult shayla, es amin gamliel. Bo vishalu oi. So they ask amin gamliel. Oma lehem, beis amit bachayim, reiseach oitoinam. Nekrashi, beis amit bachayim, reiseach oitoinam, kloima, nintzeis bereischam oi betoinam. This dead alto that you found, did you find it, did it die if something was boiling hot, died from the heat, or it died away to drown cold liquid? Amru lai reseach. Amru lahem lechu v'itilu alea kai shal tzayna. Pour some cold water on. Holchu v'itilu alea kai shal tzayna. V'richa shal. Rashi says, Pilcha shal. V'gabi tumen b'maysam ksit. Didn't live too long. Mepachas and then it died mistamek. But al kaponim, from this we see that it was still alive. Was 9/10 dead before already, but it still had some life in it, so it wasn't mistamek. V'toyram gamliel kolach sudekulo. Nimso, melech toli v'malke. Nimso is malke tluye v'ram gamliel. Him says, "Kala sude tluye beram gamliel." Need a big deal to understand claw what the Gemara's meishup of is. Such the Gemara writer, shochach masha omaloi rabbi. So there's an eight. So what does he do? So his master is two kabbalas, and he says, "If the other thing was the gedi." How how could the Eved be Magdish a Tle or a Gzi for himself? He doesn't have a Kinyan. Masha kon Eved kon a Rab. Amar Rabbi. Hoylech Eitzel Roya Harogel Rabbi Eitzel. He goes to a Roya after the Rabbi is Rogel by him. The Necho lay with the account of the Rabbi. And this Roya wants to help out his Rabbi. It means he realizes that the Rabbi is in a predicament over him. That means the Rabbi told him to do a mapish a certain mean now, and he doesn't know which mean, and this is a problem. Well, Machni lay chav minayu, the Machni to the Yevet, one of them, amanashing the Rabbi lishus boy, that the Odin shouldn't have a lishus in it. Memele, so then there's no chesod of Masha kon Eved kon Erab. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, b'takanto de Rabbe, she'en lo itakon acher. This is the only way the Rabbi, he told Eved to shech the kol b'peisav. The Rabbi is going to come tonight. This is the only way, and he can only be make the carbon paper that the Rabbi told him to make for him, and he doesn't remember what the Rabbi told him. So this is the only eight. She'en lo itakon acher, alei motzi lemeima. You can't say, gidi shaloi. That's the Rishash is gil shaloi. Gidi, you can't say, gidi shaloi, utle shlomim. You can't say that what? That the Gdi will belong to, if my Odin wanted a Gdi, Gdi Shaloi, Utle Shlomin, Bim Kle Omali Rabbi, if Kle Shaloi, Ugdi Shlomin. To Lohe Rashi is the Kasha, why is this the only Eitzah that one should be the Eved's Kobin? Let's make everything the Odin's Kobin. And one will be a Pesach, and one will be a Shlomim. One will be a Pesach, and one will be a Shlomim. Kedemaforish lekamot, Sarashi says, no, that's not an Eitz. Shememayit b'chilosot. By doing such a thing, yememayit b'chilosot. Ka'ochel letavayu bo'isei halayla mishum sofek Pesach. V'chad minayu shlomimu. You'll eat it that night al sofek Pesach. And one of them will be a Shlom. This is a very, very shver Rashi. What does Rashi? Rashi is the Kash. L'cheira, I have another Eitzah. I have an Eitzah. Why do you have to, in order to solve the problem, which one is the Kol or the Odin? So the Rashi can make a difference. Make one should be a Pesach and one should be a Shlomer. And you'll be makriv both with this nine. So Rashi says, oh, that's not an eitzah. By doing that, you're mamayit b'chilosai. You're mamayit b'chilosai. So l'chayr, why mamayit b'chilosai? That means the Odin remembers. The Odin remembers what he said. So the Odin's going to come tonight and I'll tell him I want to be. And the male is going to eat. So these the carbon paster. The class the Shlomim. Shlomim will eat 2 days, will eat it tomorrow also. I found out. Where's the Mimit Bachilosei over here? What's wrong? This is a beautiful Eitzah. Rashi just was Moira, a beautiful Shaila. That he can make a tonight. There's no Mimit Bachilosei. The Odin will come and he'll tell us this is a Shlomim and this is a Eitzah. And finished. Where's the Mimit Bachilosei? So the Marab Ranschenberg taken to a Chacham Tzvi in Simen Kufna Nalev. Chacham Tzvi in Simen Kufna Nalev Zot Kani Luyis. He says as follows. He says, Kol B'Shlomim is Nechol B'Shne Yomim V'Lai Lechol. Kol B'Meishah is only Nechol B'Lai. So now, when he's going to make he has a Gdi and a Tle. So one is going to be a Shlomim. The one is going to be a Shlomim. The one is going to be a Pesach. Now, so a Shlomim is Nechol L'Shnei Yomim. The one is mentioned, the Ramban, Ramban says the Ika mitzvah achila b'shlomim is the first day. Let's go be eat the thing. Ika mitzvah is the first day. Will this shlomim be able to be eaten the first day? No. Well, can eat it because I don't know which one is the shlomim, which is the Pesach. So you can first start eating the shlomim at night. Mishum savit Pesach. By day you can eat it. Others coming at night. So Mimele, you're not allowed to do such a thing. So Yemayit man achilosi. What is man achilosi? The achila shlomim by day. That's what the Chacham Tzvi says. Let us look bachamol in the Lashon of Rashi. The Rashi, she'en lo itakon achel, lo yemo otzi lemeima. The Eved can't take the shaloi v'tle shlomim in plom oli rabbi. Tle shaloi g'di shlomim in vosh lakam shemad bachilosi. The ka'ochel is if I can first start eating both of them, ba'oisoy ha'layla, can only first start eating them at night, mishum sovik pesach, because by day you can eat it, because maybe this one is the pesach. So you can only start eating it at night. Chad minayi shlomim. What is the chashlomim? Nariyeh this mandoy. It's called mamad. There's another problem with Rashi. How can you tamazay make a shlomim? The death and tamid shall bein abayim. How can you be makhiv a shlomim now? There's a din of alei hashlein. How are you making a shlomim over here? So this kash is a plachet. We had one man, the yaman, tamid nishcha, that you could be malah, they move him agabi mizbeach, and the melech, the isa now to be makhter after the tamid shall bein abayim. So I won't be makhter them, I'll be malah, alei shem mizbeach, and I won't be nishcha malina. Be makhter them afterwards. That's one side the slot wants to say. Now, the Chazanish is Mabayir Agamore. Agamore es Vakashe the problem. Mashe kone edit kone rabboi a problem. Mashe rabbi Rishu's boy a solution. Back to Chazanish, we had before Agamore an edit belongs to another, he's Mamanim on his coat. Two Adonim is a problem. But like this, the Adonim is Maman and the Eved on his coat. In fact, you know there's a problem with the Ritvan Kedushin that an Adon can't give a Matana to an Eved, because Mashik on Eved is called a Rabbi. So why all of a sudden on that Pechesam at Beis, the Gemara is a problem, how could the Eved have a Kolben Pesach? Mashik on Eved kon a rabbi, and what was till now, all the time, when an Odin is Mamane, the Eved and the Golden, so there's also a problem, Mashik on Eved kon a rabbi. So, the Chazanish explains as follows. He says, when the Odin is Mamane, the Eved and the Golden Pater, he says, Ein kan schiyas momin, al shenasem baylam ala pesach lakayim mitzvah pesach. That's no problem. Seems you don't need the Chayshin Mishpat to Kibayla in order to be a Mamune on the Golden Pesach. The Mamele is a Baila. That's no problem. Mashik on Eved could happen. But here it says that the Eved is Magdish the Golden for himself. This should be my Golden and he's Magdish. So here's a problem. So in order for him to be Magdish, it has to be his. So it has to be his. Like the moment it's not his. That means in the Obed. Till it's Magdish, it has to be his first. The Masha come ever, it's come up. That's the Chazanish. Two kashas. One kasha, yes. Why does the Eved have to be Magdish? Let the Roya be Magdish for the Eved. She says, even though there's a Gemara in the Dorim that you can't be mafresh a korban on someone shaloi midat, but midat you could be mafresh for him. So let the roye be magdish this korban for the Eved. Why do you say the roye gives it to the Eved? And the Eved should be able to be magdish it for himself. Keep the Eved out of, let's take the Eved out of the hegdish business. And let the Roya be Magdish, and the Roya will say the whole Nusrach. The other one can be, so the Gdi is for, we have the Ritzi on the Gdi, we have the Ritzi for you, for the words. Well, let the Roya do all the things. Why do you need that the Eved should do it? That's one kasha. If she came up and from the finished advice by kasha, if she would say a teret, And because the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah seems that the Eved is making the Hekdesh. Gdi amali Rebbe, gdi shaloi, ukla shali. It seems the Eved is doing this. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Shach amali Rebbe, keita yasa, yishchat le gdi, viyoyma. Gdi amali, he does everything. Gdi amali, not all that, I mean, he does everything. Gdi amali Rebbe, gdi shaloi, ukla shali. So he's the one that's taking care of everything. The Roya could do everything. He doesn't have to go through the Eved. But the Mishnah I say that the Eved is doing it. That's the Lashon HaMishnah, speaking in first person. But the Eved does. Like the Gemara, how could the Eved do it? Masha kon Eved kon Rabbi. Then he asks another kasha. He says, why can't he be magdish? Let it be the other. Let him ashek on heaven, on a rabbi. A rabbi. How is he magdish? How is he magdish the first, the tlef or the rabbi? He's magdish. He made a mashlik, he's able to be magdish for him. That means, lemaise, let's forget about the heaven alone. The magdish for the rabbi is no problem. The tlef belongs to the rabbi. And he empowered him to be makom makom faithful for his rabbi. So he's magdish the tlef for the rabbi. I mean, he's prepared to be magdish. So he says, now the only way the rabbi would be able to have a kosher kolben pesach is if the eved will have a kolben pesach. So he should be also empowered by the rabbi to be magdish a tlef for himself. I mean, just like the hegdish of the other kolben pesach works with shlichus, that means the behemah belongs to the other, and the hegdish is bo al yedei ha'eved v'shlichus ha'odin. The other wants to have a kolben pesach. That's what he's talking straight to life. You should do all the procedures to enable me to get a kolben pesach. So he says, now in order for you to get a kosher kolben pesach, we need two kabbalas. He forgot, so we need two kabbalas. So let's Afilu will say that it belongs to the Yadin, but let the Eved be magdish the second animal for himself, for Shlichas Adin, because the Adin is zichen nicha that this should happen. That's the second kasha the Chazanish asks, applies with the kasha. Perhaps we could say on this kasha that this already is similar to Yishalei Midas. That means that he never made him a shliach to be magdish a second kolben for himself. That means now that the Eved forgot, now we're in a predicament. So now the only way the Odin can get out of the predicament is if the Eved will have a kolben for himself also. That is true. But there was no minui from the Odin. I mean, the Odin would have known this, the Odin would have made him a shliach. That's true. If the Odin would have known that this would occur later, he would have made him a shliach. And that's like Yishalei Medat. But Lamaise, the Odin didn't know. So there was no minui of shliachus, b'poyel, on a kolben for himself. So therefore, the Gemara held that the only way it can work is that the Roya is magdish. The Roya is makne, that's left to the Eved, Amnash ain't la Rabbi Lashuzba. So, places Amnash ain't la Rabbi Lashuzba, Laman Doma Perikam of the Kedushin. The Koni Rabbi Ache Yitain, Amnash Yetiba Lachayra. And it's only the Eved, Yetiba Lachayra. It's getting more speaking about how is it possible for an Eved to go out the Cheres and have a Knani to go out for Cheres with Kesef, he never came any Kesef, Mashikon Eved Kon Rabbi. So one of the Omer says, you can give Amunash and the Rabbi Lashis boy, and one of the Omer says, I'm giving it, it's only the Eved, only Sheyese by the Cheres. Nami Yifor, Shitin Loi Sheyese by Cheres Kesef. That means it's the Eved only for this, not for another thing. The Mela Pasnish Mashikon Eved Kon Rabbi, because on any other Shimush,
And the end, the other bailis, it is not the end, so the other can be zeichel. Al kaponim, this is a bemis, this is a sugya in the Pechtes Kedushin. This whole thing works that there's a hagbole in the matone. That means I'm whittling down the bailis of the Eved in such a way that the Odin should not be able to be zeichet from the Eved. This is a clown, whatever becomes the Eved. Step number two goes to the other. Mashe kon Eved kon Araboi. So there's a shayla, either al-manashe l'rabi l'shuzboi, if this alone is sufficient to, that this is a shir in the matone, that I'm giving it to you that the other can't get a bailus in this, or perhaps that is not enough. Then I have to give it to you, then it's yours only, b'yaita kol b'yaita. So for more than that, it's not yours. So the other can't be zeichet. Look to Gemara weiter. Shochach Raboi, Masha Omaloi, Omar Rabaye, Loi Shonu, Elosh Shochach Achazik. And I'm going to take a long distance from Abaye. Look to Abaye. That's what the Mishnah said. That if the Odin himself forgot, the Odin himself forgot what he had told him. So the Mishnah said that the Kosher recalls, but none of them allowed to eat from any of these two kolbonis, and you burn it, but you don't have to be the shame. So Amar Abaye, lo yishonu al sheshocha hachazrik, that is that if the oven forgot after zrik. The beidne de izrik, vishat rike, that the beidne de izrik, dam, abachozi lachila, was loy lachila. It means Bishas Rike, the Odin still remembers what he had told him. So the Meilen. So this is a Zrike that is Masha, the Kolm Pachila, the Kolm can be eaten. That means the Odin still remembers. Bishas Rike, the Kolm is saying, if the Odin wants to clear, so the Meilen is for Kolm Pachila, so this is for him. And the other pack remembers that he wants a flat. So the mailer, so this zrike, is matcher, the kol lachila, and it can be eaten. Later, he forgot now what he wanted. So later, it comes out, it cannot be eaten. But Bishas zrike was aimed to be eaten. It was a zrike to be eaten. Avol shochach lifnei zrike. What is if the other already has forgotten before the zrike? So Mimele, now no one on this world knows which Kolbin the Odin can eat and which Kolbin the Eved can eat. So this is a Zrike which is not Mati Lachila. The Kolbin Lemais is not Chosi Lachila in the Zrike. Amoshoch at Lidnei Zrike, the Chiyizrik, Tam Lehavi Chosi Lachila, it's a Zrike that's not Chosi Lachila. Hayoven Lazis Pesach Sheindi. So then, you have to make a Pesach Sheindi. And then the apostle is Rike, and the Mela will have to make a Pesach Sheindi. The Kashi, Lo Yishon is a Nibstu, Mi Pesach Sheindi. Hala Shishoch Achab, Elach, as Rike, Shnei Adom, Ima Oma, Lo Yisi, forgot later. Ava Bishaz Rike, Atayim, Uzocha, Bo Ye Efshe, Levare, was then possible, Bishaz Rike, to be Levare, Eze, Shochab, Beze shall ever, he is the Rig Dam, the Shem Achil is the Rig Dam. The Dam was Nizrak, that it should be eaten, that the Kolben should be eaten, Al Yidei, that the Kolben should be eaten, Al Yidei the Zrik, the Al Yidei, Menu Yav Didei, because then, Yishaz Zrik, it was Yodua, who is money on which Kolben, but, if Bishaz Rike, the Odin also forgot which Kolben he had made him a told him to make him a Molyan. And both are Machai and Pesach Shein. The Yizrik, Loi Lachilas Boser Yizrik, this was a Zrike that was not the Koyach to be Mata Bachila. The Loi, the Yediyah, Menuy of the Bay. It's not Yeduyah, Menuy of the Bay. It's a Bemele. So that's Apsul in the Zrike. So this is a Zrike. And it's like Shalai Loichlo. Zrike dat na mate bachile, dat is de zrike aan de kolen, dat kan af bij jeden. Zo me meile, zo, zo werpo, dan de apostel het opzoen de zrike, en, dat is de binnen de kolen. Dus die gemorre weit, ik in de maten lo, aber reis, others that over this memra of Abaye, the loishonu, Marara, Mishnah Barais. What is the Barais? Amisha, Shaliz, Albu, Oiris, Pitzrayim, Bebozet. You have five people. They all were Makre of a Kolben Pesach. They all skinned the oir of their Kolben Pesach. And they got mixed up. The oiris, I don't know which oir belongs to which Kolben. The Nimseis, Yabelas, Be'erot. Now later, they tell us, look at the oiris, they see one of the oiris as a Yabelas, Amum, was one on this one. So it comes out, one of these five Kabbalists was a Balas Mum. So one is, so you have here five Chaburis, four had a Kosher Kolben Pesach, and one had a Pesach Kolben Pesach. We don't know which one. Staten the Barai says it. Kulman Yaitzel the Pesach Staten. Now you can't eat any of them, because of the Sophic cases. Which, on each Kolben Pesach or something, maybe this one is the Balas Mum. So none can be eaten. There's Yaitzel the Pesach Staten. Rupturim Milat is Pesach Shein. But all five are potter to make a Pesach Shein. Now, four of the five are potter to make a Pesach Shein that we understand. Because four of them are to eat for the Pesach Ish. The fifth one, we don't know who the fifth one is, we have to make a Pesach Shein. So that's what the Muslims speak about later. By L'chayre, how can you say all five apostles make a Pesach Shein? So on this Baraisa, Omar Abaye, Loishonu Elosh Nis'almu La'achaz Rik. Abaye said that when is there Allah that all five apostles can bring a Pesach Shein? That is Bafkir, Bishaz Rike, it was in the Sat. So Bishaz Rike, the four Kashri Kovonis, you could have been Mavar of the Kashri Kovonis. So that's called, it was Azrike, it was Azrike, Lutzer Achille. Because then it was possible to eat each Kov. The business is Rikami, Avakosil Achille, Avonis, Avonis, Azrike. Ayov and lastly, Pesach Shein, many more who you can make a Pesach Shein, the Prash. Kabelet Mum Lipso, Echad Mehen, Echad Oiris, then you do a main to Pesach Ayoze, Boi Te Pesach Posel, who, so let me Pesach Shein, with Tama Torah, we can have the lane of, I'm a violation of the Pesachim, Tavke, if it was Nisar of afterwards, Nisar of before, So then the Chayom the Pesach Shein.